Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Losan Tupton, family of Leroy Ward, Dion Washington, Amy Weiss, Shea Wokowicki, Margaret Young, Dorja and Cadre the Pigs, and Raven the Cat. And now, if you'd like to join me in reciting the Heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, it's on page 76 in the Gold Essential Prayers book. And we'll keep going from 76 all the way to page 81, where we clap three times. I prostrate to the Arya, Triple Gem. Thus did I hear at one time. The Bhagawan was dwelling on Massive Vultures Mountain in Rajagriha, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagawan was absorbed in the concentration and the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also at that time, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara. How should any son of the lineage who train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Sharavadiputra. Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly, beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon. There is no eye element, and so on up to and including no mind element, and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on, up to including no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. Similarly, there is no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassed, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering, should be known as truth, since it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared, Tayata Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commended the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, saying, well said, son of the lineage. It is like that. It is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom just as you have indicated. Even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Sharivatiputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, and those surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, were overjoyed and highly praised that spoken by the Bhagavan. This completes the Arya Bhagavati Prajnaparamita Hridaya Sutra. Now the extensive dispelling of hindrances on page 81. I and all surrounding sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother, Prajnaparamita, wisdom gone beyond, surrounded by all the children and by the assemblies of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions. By depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Deva King Indra dispelled the Maras, evil beings, by reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In that same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the Great Mother Prajnaparamita and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all the negative directions, that which happens due to past karma and immediate conditions, may all this be dispelled, may it become non-existent, may it be pacified. Thank you. Okay, so on page 91 in the Essential Prayers book, if you'd like to join me in the praises to the 21 Tars. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the tree times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening salmons of the Lord, the heroes, her bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, Gandhavas, Yakshas. Homage with her Chet and Pesan, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is fair of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jamudra, light rain masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, emitting garlands of light, mirthful, laughing with Dutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage able to summon all Earth Guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on unermost most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage with wreath ablaze, like undying fire abiding, righteous left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, priestess whom in knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage today with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot sampling six of three rows, meru mandara and vindya. Homage holding in her hand the hamak moon of Devalek form, with spice open Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage you whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Trisososa spirit yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. So if you turn back to page 190, let's read the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites it with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spears, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you'll get a child. If you wish for wealth, you'll receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So in the same book, the Essential Prayer Book, turn to page 35. And we'll chant, let's see. Seven in prayer. Let's see. I don't think that's right. Okay. Gosum gu pe gone cha tse lo ne sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che sha che pa ge wa nam la she yi dong Kola ma tong ba du le ju ne Do la che ki ko lo ko wa dam Da she ge na jang chu chen po ng o To page 97. And at the bottom you see short mandal offering, so we'll chant that. Saji perki chushimeto
Candy, sugar free. So I'm going to have one, please. Michael, yeah. But you can you? Somebody put here sugar free. So because I have diabetes, so I'm going to have one. Yeah, please. Can you? Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. Oh sorry. No. Maybe. Yeah. We are looking at the books, page number 59, then LC 108. it says like the training the mind in particular in the profound middle way. Profound middle way. Oh. Niva chepar samo umetawa lupsu so. Training the mind in all practice, no practice. Practice now particular in the profound middle views, or you can say practice or training, probably pretty much same, I think. Is the same? Training. Here Tibetan word is called lop. Lop means, you know, to study. Study. Particularly studying the profound middle view. Profound middle view. So so when you think about six perfections, you know, six perfections, so bodhisattvas, you know, they have probably, they have, you know, like many different deeds. This, when you summarize all these bodhisattva deeds, that is summarized into six perfections, practice of six perfections. So I finish fast five professions, so now this is the last one, the profession of wisdom. So, wisdom, oh, wisdom. So, I did read a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you were finished with it. You did.
Yeah, I did read, I did all the start that. Timuk, the word Timuk means, you know, Ignorance. Oh. According to Buddhist philosophy or Buddhist teachings, you know, the source or root of the problem is ignorance. It's not like neighbors, it's not the countries, it's not the, like, politicians. It's the ignorance, root, according to Buddhist philosophy or Buddhist teachings, ignorance. First, you become attached to self. No, I. You become attached to, according to one of the Indian master texts called Entering into the Middle Way, or Madhyamaka Avatara in Sanskrit, called Madhyamaka Avatara in Sanskrit, composed by Chandrakirti. Chandrakirti, Dawatapa. In Tibetan word, we say Dawatapa. Dawa means, you know, Dawatapa. So Chandrakirti wrote these books, you know, about emptiness. So entering into the middle way. Yeah, entering into Umajuba. In Tibetan it was called Umajuba. Umajuba. In that text, when you read that text, I think that text is already translated in English. When you read that text, and you'll find that Tambu Ngashe, Dala, Shinjushis, Tambu Ngashe. Very first time, the I. You become attached to I. Then from there, my, you know, then there's many things like my body, my relative, my family, my country, my religion, my tradition, my culture, all of that, you know, that's how. It all begin from I. What is I? What is I? What is self? Not having clear understanding of self, then all the problem occur because of not having clear understanding of self. How you define self? Is it body or is it mind or is it something else? So much has been built on that, you know, that confusion. So much has been built on that confusion. That's why they say it's the root of all the complication, all the problems, you know. That confusion, or you can say fundamental confusion, or you can say ignorance, you know. Out of trailing, when you go outside, there's painting outside. That's like, it's kind of symbolized cycle of life. The very beginning, there's 12 link, they're called 12 link. first one is ignorance. Because of that, then everything happened like that. If you cease that, all down there, sickness, birth, aging, everything will cease. But in the first one, usually you see the painting that someone has arrow in the eyeball that you can see. They symbolize ignorance. So that's called timuk. Timuk. So when you look at the middle of the painting, there's like rooster, pig, snake. Snake and pig. Snake symbolize anger. Rooster symbolize attachments. The proper painting, both of them coming from the pig's mouth. That's the proper painting. You know, sometimes they just like the one by one. It's not a proper painting, but proper painting, both of them coming from pig's mouth. Ignorance, you know, ignorance. Pig symbolizes ignorance. Pig symbolizes ignorance, you know, coming from. So everything like caused by, you know, fundamental condition, ignorance. So that's called timuk. Timuk. I think Aryadeva, there's one Indian master. He used to study in Nalanda Monastery in like northern India, the huge like Mayan Buddhist university. Now you only see the ruins there. Nagarjuna, many Shanti Deva, all of them graduated from that university. So there, you know, there's like debate, like quite often, you know, like there, most of the scholar, they stay northern gate, that's where all these non-Buddhist scholars usually was on the road there where they migrate, you know, back and forth, northern gate. So there, most of the scholars, they live there in case, you know, they want to have debate. So anyway, Aryadeva, one time Aryadeva, you know, so there's very like well-learned non-Buddhist scholars, you know, approaching to the Nalanda Monastery to debate, you know, to like debate about, you know, Buddhism and something like that. Aryadeva, and he's the one who's like going to debate from Nalanda Monastery to debate with that non-Buddhist scholar. So then Aryadeva kind of testing that person, like how, like his, like how sharp his mind is, his understanding. And Aryadeva just, you know, has mala and goes like this, and didn't say any word. And he said, and that other person, that non-Buddhist scholar, you know, all of a sudden like cover his head. What Aryadeva was asking, like, what is the root cause of, you know, cyclic existence? And other person know right away what he's asking without saying any word, and he's basically saying ignorance, you know. He just covered his head. So then Aryadeva was, oh, maybe I should be more careful now, you know, I should not look down on him. So it's not going to be easy debate. Anyway, so it's not here, I just but I didn't make it up, you know. It's in the book. So ignorance here, timu. So Lama says Nyimomba means all the afflicted mind, afflictions. Such as anger, jealousy, pride, arrogance, you know, there's many unhealthy thoughts that we have. Root. Savatatum Denzitimu means the root is ignorance, so Denzitimu. Grasping so tightly on the self that we have no clue, you know? No clue. Is the body, is the mind, is what? No clue, no clear understanding, but holding so tightly, then everything is built on that, you know? That's called ignorance. Timu denzi in di in besa. Timu chumna nimoshana rangshu jingabu julas. If you manage to, as a, chum literally means destroyed, destroyed. If you manage to chum literally means destroyed, no? In this case probably eliminate. Then it's like eliminating all this disturbing thought. You know, you don't have to fight with each one of them, you know. It just, when you cut the root of the tree, all the branch and all the leaves, everything will die, you know. If you just cut branch here, there, you know, that tree will not die. So, same like, what do you call that? Since they grow around the tree?
Vine,
you know. Just cut here, cut there, you know, then we cut the root, and no matter how tall the tree, they round up, eventually all of them die. Similar here, you know, able to destroy the ignorance, it will take care of all the disturbing thought. No, Timujana Nimoshe Tamji Ramshujin Gaba Julas, Nimoshe Nani Chikjun Bijimis on this. So, if you manage to control anger, that doesn't mean you manage to control attachment, jealousy, you know, so each. You have to fight. But ignorance is not like that. Even manage to like eliminate ignorance is like same as eliminate all of them. Oh. Nimoshian nam chik chuan be chishu mijum desi deja de nimbo de be shaman mijum. So. If you are having a lot of problems with attachment, so when you try to do some meditation that, you know, helps you to reduce amount of your attachment, it doesn't reduce anger. So in order to reduce anger, you need to practice patience. So if you manage to eliminate ignorance, it will eliminate everything. That's why he says, Shedang ki nyembo tenbe deja mijun bani chiksa lusung batara seta. Timu ki nyembo tenbe gombes. Then what is the antidote for this ignorance? What is the antidote? Antidote is emptiness. So now last witness in our class, we say, non-Pacific, emptiness, new word, non-Pacific.
Non-specific.
Non-specific. Non-specific.
Non-specific.
How you spell?
N-O-N-S-T-E-C-I-F-I-C.
Oh, non-Pacific. So, does that make more sense than emptiness? If people start to understand when you say word emptiness, if people start to think, oh, nothing, that's not good, that's not what it means. It means something very profound. It doesn't mean nothingness, you know. If people start hearing nothingness, then it's not good, then there's one, there's two. Why it's called middle way? Free from two extreme view. One extreme view is there's nothing. That's nihilism. Another extreme view is like superimposed, exaggerated, you know? Everything exaggerated. So middle way, that's what's called middle way. Uma, in Tibetan word, it's called Uma. Robert Perlman named her daughter, his daughter. Uma, that's Tibetan word, that's Uma, that's middle way. That means middle way, you know, it's that Tibetan word. Uma means Tibetan word, you know. That's not English word, that's Tibetan, it's not Sanskrit, that's Tibetan word. Uma means middle way. So, that's a, you know, last Wednesday we discussed, you know, maybe what's the best word to use when you talk of emptiness rather than emptiness, you know. In Tibetan language, there's no problem called Tongban Yi. So, if you don't know anything about Dharma, so then you may end up translating Tongban Yi into maybe two hole. Tongban Yi sounds similar, but spelling is different. Tongban Yi. Or Tongban Yi means, you know, Tongba could be hole. So long time ago in like Europe, you know, that translator, you know, like not every Tibetans are educated in Buddhism, so they are culturally Buddhist, but that doesn't mean they know about Buddhism, you know, they're culturally Buddhist, they consider themselves a Buddhist, doesn't mean they know about Buddhism, you know? Many people in Laos, Cambodia, same Tibet, you know, same like culturally Buddhist, that you But when you ask them what is Buddha, they have no idea. They just point to the statue or Tanga painting, you know, the painting. So then, you know, sometimes they translate, oh, the internet, they translate two hole, and people in the audience, they know what is so important about two hole. You know, there's not what's so profound of two hole. You know. But there's the, you know, misunderstanding of the word Tongbanyi. Ni is just, you know, emptiness. Nis, there's ni means ness. Emptiness, there's no Tongbanyi. If you studied Buddha Dharma in Tibetan, then when you hear word Tongbanyi, doesn't mean nothingness. Everybody knows it doesn't mean nothingness. It means something very profound. Oh, oh yeah. So now, what is the antidote for this? No, fundamental confusion, ignorance. No, Tibetan is called timuk. No, timu. What is the antidote for timuk? The antidote is like tendel, dependent arising. Dependent arising. One of my friend, I invited him to New Orleans. So Rinpoche, you know, give some teaching. I started a small group in New Orleans. So he's been teaching that emptiness. Probably he's saying dependent arising. And the people in the audience, they keep hearing Tibetan uprising. Tibetan uprising. Tibetan uprising, you know. So every 10th March, we have uprising. So that since we lost our, you know, home, 1959, since then every 10th March, we do some kind of demonstrations. Oh. So, it's not Tibetan uprising, it's like dependent arising. It's called Tendel, dependent arising. Timu nyembo tendel gonde nyimo tanji jom nyibanisa. If you study, if you read, if you think about dependent arising or dependent origination, if you think about that, everything's happening based on reason. No, everything's happening based on reason. No, apple grow because if somebody planted apple seed, that's why apple grow. No, dependent. There's not such a thing called independent, absolute, inherent. No, everything's dependent. No, everything's dependent. No, that's called tendel. Okay, that's the antidote of ignorance or fundamental confusion. Timu nyembo tendel gombe nyimo tanje jong nyobane so. If you meditate on dependent arising, dependent origination, whatever, dependent origination, that's probably a longer version of the word dependent arising. Tenjin, Dewan, Jungwa. That's probably dependent origination. So, dependent arising, that's for a short word, Tendel. This you can say short, just say Tendel, mean the same thing. Or you can say Tenjin, Dewan, Jungwa, mean the same thing. Or same thing. Then Papala, now Lama's quoting the Arya Deva, as I just told the story, Arya Deva, Papala. Lula Limwachin, the Mughal nation, the Lula Limwachin. So all the organ is very much dependent based on the body, physical body, such as the five senses. Similarly, similarly, all that, you know, disturbing thought, you know, like afflicted mind is based on ignorance. Therefore, if you manage to destroy ignorance, it will destroy all the afflicted minds. Who said that? Arya Deva said, you know. All these teachings they are taught by Buddha, all these books taught by Buddha. Us to understand ultimate truth or emptiness or ultimate truth. That's why all these teachings have been taught, to actualize the wisdom realizing emptiness. That's what it's all this for. Therefore, the root text, commentaries, and commentary on commentaries, all of that, you know. There's many of books that are written by Indian master. Commentary on Buddha's teaching, there's all of them here. Everything has been written. It's too help us to understand or actualize wisdom realizing emptiness, or our method or technique, okay? Pramjie said, Nilu tende samu di tobe tapshata yin la se. Nilu tende samu di ni jave shi shi dode rinpoche. So that, you know, interdependent or dependent arising, Buddha explained that intensively with using all kind of logic and all kind of logic. Nam na thai wakunda sunja shinto toba kares. So difficult to understand, you know, so difficult to realize or understand. You know? Even though it's been explained, intensively explained, giving all kind of logic, you know, but still very difficult to understand. Even the Buddha himself said, you know, seeing emptiness is very rare. You know, it's not just there are many, it's very rare. You know. So now, the best instructions or books that we can read is like books that are composed by Nagarjuna, Indian master, Nagarjuna. There are prophecy. How do you say?
Prophecy.
Huh?
Prophecy.
What do you say?
Poppy seed.
Huh? Poppy seed. What is poppy seed?
On a bagel, you know, the little.
So there's a prophecy about puppy seat. No, because puppy seat is going to teach emptiness. prophecy. When you read one of those books, it's probably there. It's somewhere there. No, I have no idea what book. No, just if you read, there's some in that book is there. No? Nagarjuna came 400 years after when Buddha was passed away, when Nagarjuna came to India. I still remember the prophecy, you know, it's like a stanza. The Buddha said, you know, after 400 years, and there will be persons called Nagarjuna will come. You know, Nagarjuna, after 400. So then Nagarjuna, you know, text, you know, he wrote six texts on all the teaching about, like, dependent arising is based on his text. Samu so good. Gumbuluru yapseji lamla madhyamba tapshikani samu tevdi nyeba minibani pandyantaveti. So without relying on Nagarjuna's work or Nagarjuna's teachings, and it's very, very difficult to understand this, you know, like middle view or emptiness, okay? And who said that? The Pandya Dhavatapa, Chandakriti said that. Lobhyen Lodru Shabji Namle ni Chironju La Shiva Pamedo Teda Kunzov Tini Dele Nyam Telling them the power to be means. So Chandakriti said that, and also Kumbul Ruji Luda meeting the Dambasa was in Jeve, Kumbul Tom Minister, oh, the name of Jewel. So he's quoting now many lamas, he's quoting. So why they're quoting so many texts? Make sure that people don't think they just made it up. So when you look at the text, lamas quoting, when you look at the text, actually the text composed by Chandakriti, when you read the text, you will find there. You'll find there. It's not just made it up, you know, it's not just that. That's why they are quoting sutra. When you look at the sutra, you'll find there. Oh. So that's the lama's quoting like Chandakriti, okay? I don't need to, probably, it's not necessary to explain all this, you know, like a text that the Lama has been quoting, so it's the same meaning. The big point is, without relying on Nagarjuna's work or, you know, books, it's very hard to see emptiness. Oh, that's the point. So then Lama is quoting to back up his statement, and he's quoting all the other texts. Oh.
Geshe-la, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I've always been a little bit confused by this stanza.
We are talking about conditions.
Yes, I because in the last line where it says these two are mutually complementary and not contradictory, because I've never been able to see what the contradiction is.
But
so,
where
you at
reading?
The end, you know, discern the meaning of Nagarjuna's thought that these two are mutually.
You are reading from the Guru Puja.
In the Guru Puja, yes. Sorry. The last part of stanza LC 108.
What is your question?
Well, it's saying that, you know, we hope to understand that these ideas are complementary and not contradictory.
Mm.
And I've never been able to see what the contradiction is.
No, that's very fortunate. You are very fortunate.
I just think that's my ignorance.
Maybe you already saw emptiness.
No. So I don't think I can understand if I don't understand the object to be refuted. So.
Kode rāji dhīza mēpa nā jūdē tēndē, kode, kor, the word here, kode rāji dhīza mēpa dā, so, kor, the short word for samsara, no cyclic existence, korvā, kor, refers to korvā, dē, there's a short word for nirvana, kode, or liberation, so you can say nirvana, kode, rāji dhīza mēpa dā, so, samsara and nirvana lack even an atom of true existence. Understand? Well, that's what it means. Korde Rashi Duzan Nevata. Oh, Rashi Duzan Nevata. Judet and the Luan Nevata. Judet and the Luan. Judet and the Judet. Judet. Ju, that's a short word for cause. De, the short word for result, cause and result. People tend to lose the idea of causality when they think about emptiness. You know, when they think about emptiness, they kind of lose the conventional reality. So there's a big problem. If you don't have that problem, you are very fortunate, maybe very close to see emptiness. When we see things, why we take everything so serious? Because we believe everything is like real as we see. We don't see them like illusion. We don't see them like illusion. Not saying illusion, they are real. But we don't see them like illusion. So, we don't see them like dream. When we dream, we think it's real. Not just that, we believe it's real. All kinds of emotions arise. When you wake up, gone. It's just memory, it's just gone. You've been chased by elephant in your bedroom. There's no elephant in bedroom. But when you can't even walk, your house, when you... Did you ever chase by elephant? Anybody? I was chased by elephant. You know, I know experience. I have experience. So I was chased by wild elephant. Not really chased. I run because of wild elephant. Not they didn't chase. So when we think about emptiness, and also then there is people may come with the conclusion, oh, now nothing exists. That is not surprising. It's not a surprise. People may think, oh, there's nothing exists. That's called nihilism. That's one extreme view. And people do, people may with come with this kind of conclusion, or nothing exists. No, that's one extreme view. So, conventional your reality, you know, everything that we see now, everything that we see, and we don't say, oh, this is like prayer will. For us, it seems like, oh, prayer will is there, you know, it's from its own side. It's not like it's just labeled, it's called prayer will. Before there's wood, before there's lumber, before there's tree, and we don't think like that. We don't think like that, no. Especially when we get upset, angry. So we don't think like, oh, I just label him as my enemy. No, I just label him. We don't think like that. He is my enemy. Inherent, absolute enemy. That's what we think. That is illusion. It's like illusion. So samsara, nirvana. Oh. Naturally, you know, right from the beginning, it's not like, you know, it's like takes 1 year to them to like empty of inherent existence. It's not like that. Right from the beginning, everything naturally is empty of inherent existence. But that's not how we see things. That's not how we see. Especially in the dark. What do you say, when you move, feeling your way, in the dark, feeling your way, there's no light, no? It's also, oh, prayer will. At that moment, is from its own side. Oh, no, I call this prayer. It's just like people don't feel like that, no? It's just something like that. So, there are big problems, no? Kodana Shinto Neva, the Judith and the Lua, and Tenzo Gami, so, conventional truth, ultimate truth, no? It's like one coin, two different sides. But that's not how we see. For us, it's two different things. So, I think that's the best as I could say with my broken English. So, that's the best I can say, you know. People in long time ago in Tibet, back in Tibet, there are probably many, many people, or there's a good number of people who probably see emptiness through meditations. I heard from my teachers that there, some of them put their needle here. So you know, when they meditate, they do feel like, oh, now nothing exists. So they touch and pinch their hand and they think, oh, something do exist. You know, it's not like that.
Just a simple question. For emptiness, is it? Do you realize it in a gradually in a degree of emptiness, or you thinking about it, yes and no, black and white?
There's no degree, but you know, like when you start meditating on emptiness, meditation on emptiness begins with the self. First, you are able to identify what is self. So beginning with the self. It begins with the self. So even though they listed many, many different, there are 16 types of emptiness, there are 20 types of emptiness, but all different level, but bottom line the same. You know, internal emptiness, external emptiness, you know, is based on the object. But emptiness is just the same. It's like clear space. No matter how like many different ways you can describe space, no, say southern space, northern space, eastern space, no, it's the same space, no. So there's no like, but there is process, there's process. And I, as I said before, I myself even have no clue about emptiness at all. Just forget about seeing emptiness. I never saw emptiness. I'm just explaining based on this text. You know, so I did study Buddha Dharma, Buddhism, almost 35 years. If anybody ever wonder, oh, maybe he already saw emptiness. No, I'm also just forget of seeing emptiness, even not close. So it requires a lot of meditations. It begins with the self. You know, like I Yeah, see, we say all the time, oh, I'm happy, I'm not happy. I'm like grateful, I'm not grateful, I'm not able to sleep. I don't like the pizza. I'm not sure how many people say I don't like pizza. But that's not the right way to use what word to use. When you are about to fall off the cliff, we don't say, oh, my body is about to fall. We don't say, oh, my mind is about to fall. We say, I'm about to fall. At that moment, like how you feel that, how you experience that I, that's very important, how you experience that. So much study has been done, so much thorough investigation has been done, you know, in Buddhism, you know, how to define self. Because the one self is totally exaggerated. Whatever you build on that is just, you know, ignorance. Other hand, how often we experience the I self that exists? Not just that, then everything, you know, everything else. So, so, you know, like reading emptiness text, you know, then not just read, then we need to think. We need to think. that's process, probably process you go through, you know, material emptiness. So in order to understand the room empty of elephant, first you have to understand the elephant. If you don't know elephant, you can just say empty room, empty of elephant. You have no clue what elephant is. So you have to understand elephant. Emptiness, there's something that needs to be negated. There's object of negations. So you have to understand that. So that's like the self, the superimposed, exaggerated self. To find that is not easy. You know, it's not easy. So,
well, maybe you cannot find it because it's not there. Maybe because it's not there, so that you cannot find it.
Oh, I think it's there. It is there. Not just there. It's very strongly there. I think it's there. So, finding is very difficult. Not because it's not there. So it makes sense, you know. If there's not there, then you're never going to find. So, not find means like recognize. The question is, what is self? What is self? That's the question. What is self? How you define self? So, body? Yeah, how you define self?
I was going to ask if it's better to look at self in an empty way or to look at self as not... Well, I guess really from a layperson perspective, they're used to... Like for me too, I have looked in the past at self as pretty much, you know, I'm looking at an image of myself. And I'm hearing my voice, and I'm thinking and associating with the image and sound. But if everything's empty, it's kind of self could be empty, and so you could see it as not like you could
not just empty. So you have to add something else: empty of inherent existence,
empty of
independent. You can just say it's not empty; it's real.
My understanding of emptiness is still, I'm still learning a lot about how to, I guess, think of the word and associate with the nature of it. But I guess my question was, is it beneficial to kind of analyze ourselves in that is like, you know.
What is your name?
Tristan.
Tristan. If somebody calls you Tristan, then you say, oh, someone's calling me. So at that moment, Is it body? Is it mind? Is it what?
It's the I would classify it as the like the pattern. Like if every time my dog at my house, I feed my dog, we ring a bell.
Oh.
So every time she hears the bell, it's dinner time. So if I from birth am called Tristan, and I hear Tristan, it's like the sound initiates the association, like the...
Yeah, you become Tristan because somebody decided to call you Tristan. Before that, there's no Tristan.
Yeah.
Somebody...
You're not inherently Tristan.
Yeah, you are not inherently Tristan because you become Tristan because somebody called you Tristan.
But I'm still Tristan, so I guess really the question...
No, before like somebody labeled you Tristan, before that you are not Tristan.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, I could have still been Tristan, but until becoming, you know, Tristan, I wouldn't necessarily think of it like that, I guess. Because before, I don't know what I was in my past life or who I was or in between or before that, but I don't know about the details of it, but I guess that's another good question, is in between, I guess, rebirths and deaths, is the mind, or is the subtle mind... Is it consciously...
According to Buddhist teachings, subtle mind, not the body, subtle mind continues. Whether Hinduism call Atma, some religions call soul, and Tibetan Buddhism is called consciousness or subtle consciousness.
Is the subtle mind aware? Is it consciously aware of, I guess, what it's forming as in the rebirth, or is it more like the
but
subtle
no,
mind?
But we do
really
experience. No, we don't have to die because we do experience subtle mind when we sneeze, when we faint, but we are not aware. You know, so that's why I think. When we see it here in America, people say, bless you.
Yeah.
Maybe they are worried that you are going to die. Well, I'm not sure why. That's every tradition is the same. In Tibetan, we say, long life. We say, long life.
I guess I'm kind of confused.
So that moment, you know, when we faint, when we sneeze, we do experience subtle consciousness naturally. But we are not aware. But through meditations, especially in the Vajrayana teachings, there are, you know, like winds, channels, chakras, there's many we practice. If you manage to do all of them before you die, you could experience subtle mind. Then, you know, could mind and the body could be separated, you know, simultaneously up here, up there, different places, that is very possible. Right now, you know, so we do experience two events, fainting, sneezing, but not with awareness. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And what happens, you know, when we die, you know, everything dissolves, you know, the element, four element dissolve. You know, so there's the external sign. When you look at the dying people, you can see external sign, you can see. You know, the water element, the wind element, earth element, fire element, they dissolve. And together with all the senses, they dissolve. Then eventually all the gross consciousness dissolve. And the last, what is left is subtle consciousness. You know, between two drops. Drops from white drop and red drop, between there, the consciousness remain there for 3 days. So then after that, you know, it just like moves out of the body. So, and then probably look for a new rebirth. Or
yes, so when we talk about self and what self is, I think about, there's this philosopher called Eckhart Tolle who was talking about how he went through a period of great depression and feeling really terrible, and he was just about to kill himself, and he said to himself, I just can't live with myself anymore. And so then he thought, well, who is the I that can't live with myself? And we all have this experience of like, oh, I'm so proud of myself, or I'm ashamed of myself. And it's like,
what's that I, self, that's ashamed of or proud of or can't live with that self?
Mm.
Would that be something like that, the subtle self? Or?
I think that's very good. Maybe we have to find, not just through these books, of course, rely on Nagarjuna's work. Then all kinds of ways, whatever ways you can define self, I think that's very important, It's a very big deal, in order to seize the root of all the problems. It's very, very important to able to identify the true nature of self. And it's interesting, a long time ago, maybe a couple of months ago, there's one person came, so we are having a discussion on the Sunday morning. The person says, it's just we are talking about self. So I don't usually talk much about emptiness on Sunday because there's all kinds of people come. But one person said, there's I am stories. I'm stories. I'm without a story, I'm nothing. Is that super exaggerated self that you are talking about? Or the self that has that label self on aggregate and mind, you just call self? Or you're talking about that self, or you're talking about self that's been exaggerated by your job, your positions, your education, your positions, or your problem. So I need to have more conversations. More conversations. Especially when we get upset, we don't analyze. If you analyze, it helps. It helps. But as I said before, I have no experience at all. I have zero experience. But if you are interested in emptiness, there's something that we need to think in daily basis. So maybe more discussions, more conversation, I think is good. Monastery, you debate all the time. You go to class, 1 hour probably, you debate about what you learn in the class, you debate 6 hours, 7 hours every day, it is just very interesting. So, need to have more conversations like that, I think. You can say, okay, Americans don't see emptiness. That's not true. Only Tibetans see emptiness. That's not true. Emptiness, anybody will see emptiness. If you meditate on emptiness, anybody is capable to see emptiness.
That's what my comment was, this gentleman. It seems like you can understand emptiness.
Mm.
And it seems to me it would be a progression, when you say you don't but it seems like, just take, if you're meditating and you're thinking about anger and you're looking at it, and then in the meditation, you see it arises, and it goes, and it's not really trying to go anywhere, but you kind of look at it and you realize it, and to me, and you don't get it, you're not attached to it, but when you're angry, you won't see it like that. But when you're really thinking about it, and you're really thinking about what you're attached to, whether it's a car or just an idea, so in my mind, I feel like I do see it, but I don't see it all the time.
Mm.
And so I was thinking it's a progression.
Mm.
That the more you work on it and the more you see it, the more happy you are, because the less attached and the less negative things happen. So, but you say you don't. But isn't it a little bit of a progression? So,
what is progression? Maybe I don't understand the word.
It goes step by step.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can see it sometimes. But you really want to see it all the time.
Maybe I don't understand the word progression. Maybe I thought different kind of emptiness. There's process. There is steps. It's a process. There's steps. You get closer to the ultimate.
There's a lot of benefit. It can really benefit you, even though it's a little bit.
Mm, sure. We have to start from somewhere.
But we're trying to get to where we're not attached to ever. But just like walking through the day and seeing.
Analyzing. So that means you are using your wisdom, to analyzing. The object of anger, the anger itself, and analyzing, it does help,
Because I'm just saying, because I find the concept very beneficial for me. I mean, it's just very...
Emptiness?
I like it. I really
good,
like it, and it's very helpful, and it's really open, you know, opens up a lot of things.
It's more like, you know, quantum physics, but, you know, quantum physics, conclusions, nothing exists. There's nihilism. There's no middle way. So Nagarjuna, theory of emptiness, begin from there. When the scientists say, oh, there's nothing, no, there's something. Something, you know, there's right. Nagarjuna understand emptiness begin from there, you know. So, definitely, you know, through day-to-day life, if you analyze, yeah, there will be great benefit, yeah. Oh, yeah, so today, should I read a little bit more? No? Any questions? Any more questions? Any more discussions?
Is the subtle, that subtle consciousness, is that the true I? I don't understand how there's...
Okay, so now when I say word mere I, merely level I.
So it's hard for me to understand how... it seems like there's no real I. If it's just a label, is that subtle, the subtlemost consciousness, is that the real I? Or is,
so,
there,
you know,
is there a real I?
Yeah, in Buddhism there's like four different systems. Each system defines self differently. But all of them try to understand the Prasangika system. In their system, like merely level self that's been leveled on aggregate combined with the consciousness, as you call Kishigele. When you analyze, you cannot find. You know, like if you say, okay, the body is Kishigele, when you die, body is going to be cremated, it's gone. But that's not really Kishigele, you know, it's just that is the Kishigele, not Kishigele, but the self goes on. So the answer is yes or no. Yes in the other systems, but no on the Prasangika system. It's called, that's the last, that's the best Prasangika system. That's called mere level I, mere self. And that self is level based on aggregate. You know, it's not aggregate, but it's, the level is based on aggregate. It's not, I say, totally different from aggregate. It's not like elephant and cow. Then there will be no relationship. You know, so, and, as a level, you know, like, everything was level. I was level. I was called. I was called Gelek. Not minute I was born, I was nothing. I was just called baby. You know, that's called baby. Then after that, the parent decided to name, so called Gelek. So they went to monastery, then finished all the study, then become Gishi. Then it's called Gishi Gelek. So then Gishi Laramba, Gelek Chata. It's all just level. So then everybody say, oh, Gishi Gele. And it seems like inherent. We don't analyze. Or when you say Gishi Gele, it's all kind of like inherent, you know. That's mistake.
I'm sorry. If it's just a label, then the self is really just an idea. Just an idea, just a concept. It's not real.
It's real.
But if it's just a concept.
But it's not real as we think. It's real, but it's not real as we think.
Maybe I wish I could speak fluent English, so then I can say whatever I think in my mind in Tibetan I can say, but no, unfortunately, I'm not sure.
Thank you.
First of all, maybe let me, one thing, maybe let me read continuously, maybe otherwise I probably never finish this. After like 5 years, still stuck here. Like it's been now 3 weeks, they're still like... that's good. So, do you mind if I read a little bit? No, sir. The material needs to be finished maybe sooner or later. There's so much to cover, I'm going to read the important one, you know, so I'm not going to read all that Lama's, the author is quoting or so many different texts, you know, it's the same point, it's come down the same point. So here, so as I mentioned before, like Buddha explained emptiness intensively with a different logic. How many logic there? There are like, as probably there's many of them, but you know, commonly known, there's you know, five of them. It's commonly known, you know. So I explained that a little bit. Then I'll just give you some clue, you know, so like, it's almost like syllogism. So the way we are taught in the monastery, you know, that they use some kind of signboard, they write down three circles. For example, this prayer wheel, I'm just using this, you know, example, the logic. Rigvedyavo means like king of, logic, like it's called king of logic. Even why it's called king of logic, because there's many, many different logic, but this one's a very popular one, king of reasoning, or even there's many, many reasoning, and this is one called king of reasoning, because this one commonly used. So, this particular reasoning is praised by many, many, you know, practitioners, you know, many practitioners, you know. This prayer wheel is empty of inherent, this prayer wheel, first circle. The circle, this prayer wheel. Second circle, empty of inherent existence. The last circle, interdependent. Interdependent. You say, first circle, this prayer wheel, is not inherent existence, because it's interdependent. That's the reason. So, not immediately it will eliminate the doubt, but you know, you think about that, you know, you think about that reasoning, so then slowly following that reason, you know, following, thinking about the reasons, like, for example, from the distance, you know, on the mountains, you have no idea whether there's water or not, and you are looking there, wondering if there's water or not, or somebody came, oh, there's water, because a lot of geese flying there all the time. There's another reason. Or you could say, oh, there's fire. If there's fire, you couldn't see, but smoke you see. You can say, oh, there's fire, because there's smoke. The smoke is the reason. Then you follow the reason, more likely you will find fire. In the evening, in front of the beach, you know, you see the stream, steam. People say, oh, wondering, oh, maybe there's a smoke. And you can say, there's no smoke because there's no fire. Then that doubt will be eliminated by that, no. The smoke is the result of fire. If there's no fire, there will be no smoke. In the water, there will be no fire. So clearly, there will be no smoke in the oceans. No reason. So the first circle, prayer wheel, second circle, you are pointing somebody, explain to somebody, oh, the prayer is not inherently existent because it's interdependent. It's dependent on cause and conditions. Oh, then that's the reason, okay? That's the reason here, praised by many, many, I say, authors or many, many, like meditators or who's meditating on emptiness. So, then, nawa tende, so nawa tende lang yeba tambe, jindijis or isinyenis, nawa tende. Nawa means appearances, bliss means appearances. What that means, it means interdependent. Appearance means interdependent, oh, depending on the cause and conditions. That's the gross interdependent. The subtle interdependent, that's emptiness. There's a gross interdependent cause and conditions. So, now at the end of the day, about time, judiciously, you see it. So then, understanding the gross interdependence and it gives you deeper understanding of causality. Causalities? Oh. You can't like expect to plant like pepper. What is it? Pepper, and hoping to get sugar cane. That's not going to happen. Why? Because there's a law of causality. So if you plant it like so, as so each seed produces certain things, you know, there's law of causality, there's natural law of causality. So then your understanding of that, you know, becomes very deep. So, why we can't fix everything? Because there's reason. Common reason, uncommon reason. So I think, especially in the West, you know, lack of deeper understanding of causality causes many, many extra problems, you know, blaming themselves, looking down on themselves, being so critical on themselves. I think probably lack of, you know, understanding of causality, karma, what you call karma. So the now attendance, now appearance here refers to the interdependent, gross level interdependent, such as, you know, seed and the fruit. Apple seed, apple fruit, apple, no mango. No mango, no pizza, no cheesecake. Now attending about a judicial, Yichinin, you are convinced, not just understand, you gain like conviction, faith, you are 100% convinced that's how everything works, based on cause and conditions. So, conviction, faith, you know, conviction, faith is not like, it's like ordinary faith. That faith is very much based on experience and reason. Experience and reason, you know, best form of faith, conviction, faith. So, having a deeper understanding of law of causalities allows you to, how you say, to practice compassion, loving kindness, all of that, you know, he said, Lama say, yeah. Taji channel, Lama bodhicitta. Yeah, that's very true. I think it's true. But same, I have no experience at all. But intellectually, it does make sense, you know. Like samsara, everybody has problems, everybody. Nobody is free from problems, everybody. No matter how you look, young, all kinds, you know, president, billionaire, millionaire, monks, nuns, everybody has problems, samsara, everybody has problems. When you understand the nature of samsara, then there's a reason why we, you know, there's reason to show, you know, compassion. So, okay. There's no perfection. According to Buddhism, samsara is no perfection. Perfection is nirvana. Why is it called perfection? No more negative mind. Long as there's negative mind, there will be no perfection. So, so, you know, it will automatically reduce unexpected occurrence, unrealistic expectations. Having an understanding of what is samsara, reduce, you know, unrealistic expectations, automatically reduce. So, what is it? Yeah, now time is over. So, probably it will take another 2 Wednesday. If we keep talking, so it will probably take like 5 more Wednesday. But it's good, you know, please ask questions, good. So, I'm just joking, so like, then because of discussion, if we cannot finish this, it will go on like 4 or 5 months. What is it? So, you know, please, you know, if you are interested about emptiness, then read about emptiness, think about emptiness on a daily basis. And I myself do that, but no experience. I'm just doing that, hoping there will be some kind of imprint in my mind stream. So hopefully, maybe someday, probably I will see, you know, hoping someday I will see. But right now, what I can do, I can print, how is it? I can leave imprint, not print emptiness, don't you? I can leave imprint on my mind stream, thinking about emptiness, saying, memorizing the text that talks about emptiness. I'm just saying that, walking around my room, and you know, most of the time just mumbling the word. Sometimes then I think. Sometimes I have no idea even I said that word. It's already said. You know, so, and if you are interested, then you do the same thing. But, you know, it will definitely, practically, it will leave imprint in your mind stream. So more exposure of emptiness is good. You know, so then maybe you will see emptiness first, way before I do. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So now time is over. Maybe next one.
In the Go Prayer Book, turn to page 263, and we'll read the final Lam Rim dedication. 263.
So we are stuck with the standard number 108. Standard number 108. So probably going to stop out there more, couple more months. Okay. Oh yeah.
From my two collections, that's the state that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time. May I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds, wisdom mind, is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completely graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings. With the points of the path as I have discerned them, may I uphold Buddha's teaching for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bondage, and the Buddha's seed be nourished for a long time, by even this graded path to enlightenment completed due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path never be parted in any of their lives from purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may always be assisted by the mighty ones and the oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Now let's go to page 244 and 245. Ganirawe kowe shinkam ji tendan dewa malu shun vene chere shivan ten zingya soyi shape shite bardu ten churchi chonu iye nala wa shortu avatare sembara sopa no sangye wede tole pausha shasya gengyu lama so wa de to su jan jin jang gen ge we den jin
Oh yeah, thank you. Good night.